around the bottom of your Tesomet base. Eishle. Hakover esnei so shnei yomim kodin aregel. Person who, according to the way the Mishnah says simply, and till now, you need 3 days in order to mabakel shiva. You only have 2 days before yontif. Mone chamishi yomim achra aregel. So he has to make up the shiva after yontif does not take away the shiva. You have 2 days, and you need another 5 days after yontif. You know, don't have shiva during yontif, because ain't avelis b'moed. But it's like Shabbos. It's not even like Shabbos. Shabbos counts towards the shiva. Here the yontif doesn't count at all towards the shiva, and you need another 5 days after the regel. And during Chol HaMoed, he can do work through other people. Some hold that's dafka meleches dover ha'avid. But regular malachi can't even do through other people. And others hold that meleches dover ha'avid he can do by himself. And it's dafka other malachas that he's allowed to do through other people. The avoda v'shivchosiv osim betzina v'sol beso. And his own servants can do malacha for him quietly even in his own house. The ain rabbi misaski mimo, and after yontif, people don't come to Menachem Avo. Shekvar nisasku bo beregel, because on yontif, on Chol HaMoed, you are Menachem Avo. So the nichum aveilim takes place on Chol HaMoed. And after that, there's no need to Menachem Avol again. The Nichum Aveilim and the Shiva don't actually go together. Okay. Klalo Shildover, Klal Shum Mishum Evil, Regel Mafsiko. Anything that is because of the halachas of Evil, the Yontif stops it, or at least puts it in the bayans. The Klal Shum Mishum Iske Rabim, Ein Regel Mafsiko. But Nichum Aveilim, that the Regel doesn't affect, and your Menachem Avol during Chol HaMoed. What's it called? Esek HaRabim. So Rashi learns, see the Rashi still here. Ve'ein Rabim Misaski, Mimo Kolomer, Ein Srichim Menachemo, Achra Regel. You don't have to Menachemo after the Regel. Shekvar Nochmu, Shiva Yomim Beregel. Because they already were Menachem him for 7 days. The Nichum and the Shiva have nothing to do one with the other. And therefore, there's no inyan of nichum aveilim after yontif dafka. Kol shu mishum evil matsiko shetzorich lashlim acharegel. Anything that's the halachas of evil, right? You're not allowed to wash and wear shoes, and you have to be kofis hamita in their days. That you have to finish the days that you didn't have before the regel. If it's less than 3, then you make it up after the regel. Kivin dechiyoshiv shnei yom lefnei regel tzorich lahashlim v'leishiv chamishi yomim acharegel. He had only 2 days before the regel, so according to this, the regel is not mevatel the avelos, just mafsik it. So you have to continue on 5 days afterwards. Kol shuhu mishum iske rabim, kolomer tanchume rabim. Ein regel mafsika, kedei sheyatzorech lahashim lasik bo achra regel. The regel, however, doesn't stop nichum avelim. El misaskim bo regel, you make nichum avelim. Some Rishonim learn. Rashi learns Tanchumim, he doesn't mention, and Bracha B'Shura, that you make the Nichum Aveilim, and you make a Shura on Chol HaMoed too. The Ovel comes after the Kfura, so you make a Shura, and the Ovel goes through, and you Menachem him there in the Beis HaKvaras. Sudas Havroah, though, some hold that you do make a Sudas Havroah on Chol HaMoed, and some hold you don't make a Sudas Havroah on Chol HaMoed. Sudas Havroah is part of the Avelis. For Sudas Havroah is the first meal he can't eat his own food. So other people have to bring food for him. But if he didn't eat the first meal, that day after the Kvura, the day of the Kvura, he decided not to eat, then that night he could eat from his own food. It's only the first meal after the Kvura, on the day of the Kvura, that you can't eat from your own. So therefore, those who hold that there is no Sudas Havroah on Chol HaMoed, there's no Sudas Havroah after. Because the day is finished, and he was able to eat his own food. So there's no such thing as a Sudas Havroah separate from the day of the Kvura. Those are machlokas you show me. Tosis brings down over here. Some hold you do make a Sudas Havroah on Chol HaMoed, and some hold you don't, and the halachas you don't make a Sudas Havroah on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Kavro Shloshi Yomim B'Sof HaRegel, right? If you bury the person 3 days at the end of the regel. In other words, on Cholamoid, 3 days before the end. Monish Shiva Acher HaRegel. Then you count a complete Shiva after Yantav, because you didn't have any days of Shiva before. The whole Kvura was during Cholamoid. Arba Yomim HaRishonim Rab Misaskim Bo. The first 4 days you need Nichum Avelim. Shloshi Yomim Achronim Ein Rab Misaskim Bo, because you have 3 days of Nichum Avelim on Cholamoid. So you don't need any more those 3 days. You only need 4 days of Nichum Avelim. Shekvar Nisasku Baregel. The regal olalo. And the regal counts what's it called the chora for shloshim. So what do we see from here? My lava seifa. It's going on the case of the seifa where the person was buried on cholamoid. Not before. And you see that the cholamoid is olal shloshim. That was a shiloh we had before. If you bury somebody on cholamoid, does cholamoid count for shloshim or not? Since you do the things that you do on Shloshim, on Cholamoid, whether you're doing them for the sake of Avelis or not, doesn't make a difference. Right? So it does count, or maybe not. Smart says, lo, Aresha. It's going on the case of the Resha, where you had 2 days before, their Cholamoid is Olal Shloshim. But Lamaisa, if you buried the person on Cholamoid, it's not Olal Shloshim at all, and that's stuck how we hold, that what's it called, somebody's buried during Yontif. The Shiva and the Shloshim start after Yontif. Except in Chutz Laaretz, it starts on Yontif Sheni. Even though you don't sit Shiva on Yontif Sheni, but since only the Rabbanan, it counts as a day of Shiva, and it counts already towards the Shloshim. Rashi. Arba Yomim HaRisholim, Shal Acher HaRegel, Rab Misaskim. The first 4 days after Yontif, you have Michum Avelim, Umashlimim Shloshim Nisaskim Baregel, and it completes the 3 days that you had of Michum Avelim during Yontif. Shekvar Nisaskim Bo Baregel Shloshim Yomim. Baregel Ola Laminin Shloshim, and the days of Cholamoy count towards the Shloshim. So Mar says, my love, Asseif, for how the Tani the Regel Ola Laminin Shloshim, Hainu Asseif, Akovru Baregel. It's going on the last case where you buried the person during Cholamoy. The Tifshot Minodich, Akovru Baregel Ola Laminin Shloshim. And we could be poshik the shaila we had on the daf before, whether the regal is ola l'shloshim or not when you bury the person during cholamoy. Ola min shloshim, the kasha l'rava domre in ola. It's a kasha on rava who says that it's not ola. Mar says lo aresha. It's not going back on the sefer. It's going back on the resha. Kama hadar. Akovru shnei yomim konam aregal. Well, you bury the person 2 days before yontif, so the regal is not mevatel the shiva. It just mafsik it. You have to finish it off afterwards. Right? Ola l'olamin yishloshim. But then the regal is ola l'min yishloshim. To hasam vade ola l'ohol kvar yishchub avelis. Since you started your avelis, and it, what's it called? Even though the regal doesn't count for shiva, it counts for shloshim. Avakovu b'regal o'yodana. But from this brisa, we don't know what the halacha would be where you bury him on cholamoid. And Rava tells us that it doesn't, the shloshim doesn't count. Okay. Eisve, another brisa. Regal olal olaminyan shloshim. Right? The cholamoy counts towards the shloshim. Ketzat. Kavru b'tchilas haregal. Monash shiva achar haregal. If the person died on yontif, you bury him. The first day yontif, you can bury him through what's it called? Goyim. And you count shiva after the regal. You didn't start sitting shiva at all. So you have a complete shiva after yontif. And other people can do his work for him after Yontif. And his own servants can do malacha for him in his house. Like we said before in Machlokas, whether we're talking about Dover HaAved or even things are not Aved. The Ein Rabbi Misaskin Bo. And after Yontif, he doesn't have to have anybody Vimnachem Avol. Shekvar Nisaskin Bo Baregel. Because he had a full 7 days of Nichum Avelim during Yontif. Beregel Olalo, and the regal counts for Shloshim. Tiyufta, Tzakasha on Rava. Rava Maisa is negated completely. Rashi, Betchilas HaRegel, Biyom Rishon Shal Regel. On the first day of Yontif, the person died and was buried. Tzakasha La Rava. Here's a case, Befeirish, where the person died on Yontif, and we still see the Brisa says that the Yontif counts for the Shloshim. Shekvar Nisasku Baregel, Kol Shiva. They already had 7 days of Nichum Avelim during the Yontif. Kiyosa Ravin Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Kovro Beregel. Even if they was buried Beregel, the Regel counts towards Shlosha. V'chein Ori Le Rabbi Lezer L'Rebbe Pedas Berei, Afilu Kovro Beregel. Even if he's buried on Yontif, the regal counts towards Shloshim. How it counts towards Shloshim? If you have Shiva that's destroyed by the Yontif, right? You started a few minutes before Yontif, that's how we hold, right? That's what the Gemara is going to say in a few seconds. So the first day of Shiva counts for 7 days. So it's not, you don't have 30 days anymore. It's very much reduced, shloshim. And on Sukkot, the eighth day counts also as 7 days. So it reduces the shloshim by another 7 days. So you end up with maybe half of the shloshim counting as 30 days. Tana Rabbanan, Kiyim Kviyas Hamita Shloshi Yom Mekonam Regal, Eino Tzorich Lichafosach HaRegal. If you did some kind of Avelis before the Regal, 3 days, then the regal is mevatel the avelus completely, mevatel the shiva completely. Give it a blessing. The chachomim omrim afilu yom echad vafilu shoachas. Doesn't have to be 3 days. Even 1 day, even one minute. Right? If you had a minute of avelus before the regal, then the regal is mevatel. And that's how we hold. Omr b'lozer reb shimon, hein divrei beishamai, hein divrei silu. Beishamai holds you need 3 days. And Beis Hillel holds you only need even 1 minute. Right, even 1 day, meaning even a portion of the day. Omer Avun, Omer Abchia Baraba, Omer Rab Yochanan, Va'amri lo, Omer Rab Yochanan, Abchia Baraba, Ulravuna, Afilu Yomechon, Afilu Shoachas. Rava Omer, Halacha Ketana Didon. Halacha is like the Mishnah, the Omer Shlosha, you need 3 days. Ravina Ikla Lesura de Pras. Omer le Rav Chaviva le Ravina Hilchas Shamai. So yes, what the halacha is? Omer le Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Shoachas. Not like Rava. The halacha is that even 1 second before Yontif, right? Now there's a machlokas Rishonim. What that means? Do you have to have some kind of avelus, or just the fact that the avelus really is chal on you, right? Let's say you didn't show any kind of avelus, and the person was buried a few minutes before Shkia. And you didn't have a chance to do anything. So there's three shitas. One shita is that if the mezid you didn't start the avelus, then the yomtiv doesn't take away the avelus. If the shogeg you didn't start, it does. The second shita is doesn't make a difference if you started or not, since the avelus was chal on you. You should have done something. The yomtiv takes away the shiva. And the third shita is the opposite. It doesn't make a difference if you didn't do a